Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show, and we get to actually do a little film review after a victory. It's kind of nice to have it this way.
It is. I mean, let's watch as many plays as you want.
We're going to try to squeeze a bunch in, and I thought this play here by Toby Gerhart was key because the offense was struggling at this point, and this is second and nine, and all of a sudden this kind of lights a fire under the offense.
It really does. I mean, this is what Toby does really well. We talked about last week the yards after contact, but it all starts up front, you know, with Linder's block, Luke Moenko's block, come around. That's some of the athleticism that we talked about with those two guys, you know, inside the C and the B gap right there. But Toby, nice run, yards after contact. You know, I think it really elevated the whole team and the guys on the sideline.
Looking like a little bit of an Earl Campbell-ish there. And so to continue on in this drive, a third and nine, a young quarterback that's got an ailing foot. Okay, he's not going to run, and all of a sudden the competitiveness comes out in him here on the third and nine.
Yeah, he just gets in a different zone here as far as mindset. I mean, he's going to make that first down. It doesn't matter, you know, how long it was. And right here, just his effort, his courage that he displays. You know, that injury was pretty severe looking at early. You know, a couple hours before the game, we were working him out to decide if he was going to be able to play or not.
When plays like this matter to teammates,
they do.
I've been there. You know, for a quarterback to show toughness like that, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. You know, a quarterback needs to display that type of courage.
Here's a third and seven. Earlier in the game, Blake missed Marquise Lee on what was really an open Marquise Lee. First of all, let's focus in on the route because Blake throws a very accurate ball.
He does, you know, and here's the dig route that he hits. They got man coverage, so it's really one-on-one, and, you know, there's the middle is open. And, you know, it's a game of precision, makes those plays. And then it was great to see his Marquise turn that play into extra yardage for us.
And an explosive play, 34 yards. But I thought the key was the Tennessee Titans bring the blitz. I mean, look at all these guys coming. Look at the job the guys do up front.
Well, and that's what you say. How can you tell if you're getting better, Gus? Well, you know, some line games, some stunts. You know, we've had some trouble with that. But, you know, across the board, everybody does a really good job picking them up, starting with Luke and Zane, Luke Boenko, and then the other side, Sam Young, as well as Linder. So it really worked as a unit in that play.
All right, well, I'm not going to get too overboard on showing a whole bunch of offense because I want to save some plays for defense. There were a couple third down stops that the defense had, and I love this one. Let's look at it from the end zone copy because Telvin Smith, you brought this up to me that he really improved because he made a mistake on this type of play 2 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a man coverage, so he has the back. But you can see how Telvin's cheating before the play even starts to protect his gap responsibility. That's that awareness. Hey, it's the situation, the instincts to know that, hey, it's a good chance it's going to be run away. He's already sliding to a pre-snap. It gives him a chance to make a big play. In third and one, third and two situations, we want our defense to have the mentality to take a shot, and that's what he did.
Improvement that may not be apparent on the scoreboard. Now, here's a third and two, and JT Thomas has the opportunity to make the stop here.
Well, and we're in a green. That's a pass rush front, double three techniques, both guys outside the guard, so it starts with Avery recognizing it, slanting inside to the A gap. It caused a little bit of confusion. JT plays off of him. A lot of things go into operating or executing this play right here, and they did it to precision.
And I want to show the long run by Jordan Topman. I mean, there's not a whole lot to it, and we're just about out of time here, but what I loved about this play was when it happened and Jordan Todman got to about right here, I said, I stopped and I said, all right, it's a touchdown. That's it.
No, I know. It's a, you know what? And again, you know, the fake reverse, it took the end out of the play and it created just a little bit of a seam for him to hit and get us a touchdown.